Blackstone presents Murder in the Air by Emily Organ. This book is read by Sarah Nichols. Chapter 1. Is it dangerous? Robert Jeffries took his time to answer, choosing instead to finish writing an address on a pristine white envelope. He had a large belly and tousled grey hair. His fat red cheeks wobbled when he talked, as did the rolls of flesh beneath his chin.
Is what dangerous? He responded as he placed his pen in its stand.
The airship. Arthur Thompson marvelled at the sight of them whenever the light aircraft flew over London, enormous tubular balloons gliding effortlessly in the air. However, the high whir of their engines sounded too feeble to keep the ships up in the sky. He liked to watch, but had never desired to travel in one.
Airships? Dangerous?
A bellow of laughter erupted from his employer.
Do you think I'd be investing in them if they were dangerous?
He picked up a delicate cup from his desk and drained it of coffee before plonking it back down onto its saucer.
Have all the biscuits gone?
Yes, sir.
Airships dangerous?
Robert shook his head slowly in amusement.
I don't want to hear any of that kind of talk within earshot of my guests on Friday.
It's just that I remember there was a crash.
Motor cars crash every day, Thompson. Does that mean we should refuse to travel in them? Of course not. What sort of fool do you think I'd be to invite a group of people to travel in something unsafe?
He laughed again.
The trouble with you, Thompson, is that you're a coward.
The insult felt like a punch to the young man's ribs. He balled his fists beneath Robert's enormous mahogany desk and took a deep breath.
Forgive me, sir, but I don't consider myself to be a coward. I'm just a little nervous, that's all. I've never travelled by airship before. Few people have, but that's all about to change. Indeed, that's the very purpose of our flight on Friday, is it not?
Arthur nodded.
I hope you're not about to go all timid on me, Thompson. I don't want my guests taking one look at your pasty face and deciding they're scared of airships too. Can I rely on you to make them feel happy and reassured on the day?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Coward.
Arthur had hoped he wouldn't still be hearing that insult at the age of 25, but it was a word that seemed to follow him around. It reminded him of his father. Robert began to write the address on another envelope. When it came to personal letters, he liked to write everything himself. Arthur glanced around the room and reminded himself of his exclusive surroundings. His feet were resting on a thick, expensive rug, and the furniture was large and well.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?